Fantasy Spin is presented by Bud Light. Drink responsibly.
Hi, everyone. I'm Alex Smith, and this is your Week 6 FanDuel Fantasy Report. Every week, we tell you which Eagles could be a good play for you this weekend. And today, we start things off by looking at quarterback Sam Bradford. And at $7,500, anyone who is sleeping on Bradford as a FanDuel quarterback hasn't been paying much attention over the past couple of weeks. The Eagles QB has picked up 43.82 FanDuel points in the last two games, and that trend could continue this week. The Giants have one of the weaker secondaries in football, and if this game turns into a shootout, then Bradford should have a chance to pick up some serious fantasy numbers this week. Next, we look at Jordan Matthews at $6,600, and if you're going to start Bradford, it might not be a bad idea to stick with Jordan Matthews as well. Yes, Matthews hasn't had a 10-plus point performance since Week 2, but that could finally change this week. According to Football Outsiders, the Giants ranked 23rd in defending opposing number one receivers, and Matthews should continue to lead the team in targets in Week 6, which means that he'll have plenty of opportunities to make plays for your fantasy lineup. Last but not least, we look at Ryan Matthews at $5,600, and the upside may be a little bit limited for Matthews as he splits carries with DeMarco Murray and Darren Sproles, but the former Chargers running back continues to produce when he's in the lineup. Last week, Matthews picked up 73 yards and a touchdown on the ground while racking up a solid 17.1 FanDuel points. He might not reach that mark again this week, but if he can find the end zone, he's worth his lower-tier price tag at just $5,600. And that will wrap things up for this week's edition of Fantasy Spin, presented by Bud Light.